prominent U.S. congressman is beginning his dream job, and fellow Democrats hope it won't become their political nightmare. Tony Hall of Ohio will be sworn in today as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Agency. Hall gave up his seat in Congress and will move to Rome and work toward ending world hunger. When President Bush offered him the post, Hall knew it could hurt Democrats' chances of retaking control of the House. But Hall says it was an easy decision because he's been committed to anti-hunger efforts since visiting Ethiopia during the famine 8 years ago.
One day I walked among 50,000 people and I saw 30 children die immediately from malnutrition, and I was scarred. That was it.
You're from Ohio. A lot of agriculture in Ohio, and we have such bounty in this country.
We have tremendous bounty. We're one of the great feeders of the world. Of the hungry people that are being fed overseas, America feeds about 50% of them.
What do you hope to do in this job?
I hope to increase that figure. While it sounds like a lot, that's only about 10% of the hungry people in the world. It's got to be increased.
A couple of years ago, you were in Iraq and talked about conditions of people there. Is there anything you think the United States and the United Nations need to consider about Iraq now that the U.S. contemplates military action there?
I think that, you know, to these countries that are not only potential enemies but have been enemies, I think we feed them. For example, North Korea. That has been the worst country I have seen from the standpoint of people starving and malnutrition. When I first went there, people ran from me because they thought, no, American, you know, we were taught that these people were the Satanists, which of course was not true, but this was the propaganda. When I went the sixth time, we had given them lots of food. As a matter of fact, at one time, 80% of all food going through the World Food Program was coming from the United States. When I went the sixth time, the people thanked me over and over and over again, including the government. They began to turn towards us. And whatever happens with the present ruling regime in North Korea, those people will always remember that when they were in need, one of the few countries in the world, actually at one time the only country, was the United States.
You must be eager to do this. You're giving up a congressional seat.
I am eager to do it. You know, I've been a congressman for almost 24 years. It was good to me. It was good to my family. My district was great to me. But I feel that this issue is an issue where my heart is.
You're a Democrat in a Republican administration?
I am. I'm very thankful for the president in appointing me.
Well, maybe he felt with your seat open, he could replace you with a Republican.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if he thought that. I'm sure other people thought that. But, you know, I don't think that will happen, number one. Number two, the world doesn't start and stop on my seat, whether it's won or lost. And it's time for me to do the thing that I want to do that's in my heart. And I want to do this full-time for the rest of my life, if I can.
Former Congressman Tony Hall, an Ohio Democrat. Today he'll be sworn in as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Agency.